Hachette Audio presents Extreme Honor, written by Piper J. Drake, read by Daniel May and Kristen Cowbley.
To Matthew, for believing in me, for your support, patience, and caring, thank you. Daisuke.
Chapter 1. David Cruz studied the woman standing in the front waiting area with equal parts irritation and interest. The room had an open design to accommodate dozens of owners and their dogs comfortably, enough space to prevent tussles the humans might not be able to break up without a trainer's help. Of course, the area was empty of other people and dogs at the moment, and this little bit of trouble filled the room just fine on her own. Her neat dress suit had to have been tailored to a fit so exact, it might as well have been a military dress uniform. And she wore it as if she was ready for inspection, her posture perfect, with her shoulders straight, her chin up, and her hands easy at her sides. If her thumbs lined up with the side seams on her skirt, he'd have wondered if a cadet had gotten lost from the nearby military academy. The severe gray fabric didn't leach color from her face, though. Instead, the contrast set off her peaches and cream complexion. Made him think of a dish of ice cream on a hot day. And even standing still, she radiated energy. Charisma. Like she could burst into motion at a moment's notice, and heaven help the man who got in her way. He had an urge to step right up and see if she could run him over. Not likely, but it'd be fun to let her give it a try. Look, miss.
Jones. Evelyn Jones.
Her sharp tone cut across his attempt to address the current issue with any semblance of calm.
Any and all documentation you might need is right there in the folder I handed you. If you'll verify it instead of wasting both of our time trying to send me away, I'll be able to get to what I've been sent here to do, instead of standing around engaging in a pissing contest.
Well, she'd come in ready for a fight. Head held high and standing as tall as she could, her hackles would have been raised if she'd been a dog. The mental image was entertaining, to be honest, especially since her blonde hair was pulled back in a no-nonsense ponytail combined with the stylish, poofed-up effect. No idea why women did that, but hell, she looked good. And he did take a minute to appreciate her as she was. Compact, curvy, and hot enough to catch the attention of every male on two legs walking the property. But her impact on
Sample complete. Ready to continue?